This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksie Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What that brutal time-tracking policy really communicated. The lesson every manager needs before they send the tracking email. What happened? A manager rolled out a new weekly reporting system requiring employees to count for every hour of their 40-hour work week. The policy excluded meetings from counting as real work, forcing staff to justify time already consumed by company-mandated obligations. Workers took to Reddit to express frustration, calling this system worse than daily timesheets. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you communicate a policy, you are not just delivering information. You are making a statement about how much you trust the people receiving it. This manager made a catastrophic trust withdrawal, and probably did not even realize it. The policy itself might have had a legitimate purpose. Maybe deliverables were slipping. Maybe the team needed better focus. Those are real problems worth solving. But the way this was communicated said something the manager never intended to say out loud. I do not believe you are actually working. That is the message employees heard. And they heard it loudly. Because of one specific failure no context was given. When you announce a surveillance-style system without explaining the problem it solves, people fill the silence with the worst possible interpretation. Nature paws a vacuum, and so does a workforce. The absence of a why becomes its own message, and that message is almost always accusatory. Then there is the meeting's exclusion. Whoever designed this policy did not think through how it would read on the receiving end. Telling someone that the 2 hours they spent in a company-required all-hands meeting does not count as work is not just illogical. It is insulting. It signals that leadership either does not understand how work actually happens, or does not care. Either reading is damaging. Here is what the manager should have done instead. Before sending any policy announcement, answer 3 questions in writing. What problem am I solving? Why does this solution fix it? What does success look like for the employee? Then put those answers directly into the communication, before the policy details. Lead with the problem, not the procedure. If the problem is legitimate, people can tolerate a difficult solution. What they cannot tolerate is feeling suspected without cause. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing difficult announcements gives you a framework for sequencing a hard message so that your intent and your impact actually match. Most managers skip the framing entirely and wonder why people push back on reasonable decisions. The sequence is not optional. It is the whole game. The takeaway. Before you send any policy email that affects how people spend their time, write one sentence that completes this prompt. We are doing this because employees were experiencing specific problem, and this change fixes it by specific mechanism. If you cannot complete that sentence clearly, you are not ready to send the email. The policy needs more thought, not better phrasing. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.